Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane force winds fueling several destructive wildfires around Los Angeles. ABC's Alex Stone is in the community of Altadena.
I'm in a neighborhood in northern LA where flames are towering above these homes. It is pitch black in this area because the electricity is out. It is only the blinking red lights from fire engines and the flames lighting up the hillside here. This is one of three large wildfires burning in Southern California in extreme winds. One wind gust was recorded at 99 miles an hour. Just incredible wind, low humidity, explosive fire behavior as these firefighters try to save these homes.
The flames jumping Sunset Boulevard and burning parts of the Palisades Charter School, where several movies were shot, including Carrie, Freaker Friday, and Teen Wolf. The wind too strong for firefighters to fight it from the air. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A new report shows Wisconsinites are being put in jail for unpaid parking and traffic tickets, and people of color are at higher risk. The report by the ACLU of Wisconsin shows most municipal courts across the state don't issue jail sentences or fines, known as carceral sanctions, but some still do. ACLU senior attorney Emma Shakeshaft.
The detrimental effects of these forfeitures in general, and especially warrants and commitments, fall disproportionately on communities without resources, financial resources, and people of color.
Of the more than 200 municipal courts in Wisconsin, the report says about 52 still impose jail time and fines. Shakeshaft says court-provided data show about 70% of warrants and about 50% of commitments issued in Milwaukee between January 2023 and August of 24 were for defendants who are Black. And remember, federal offices will be closed tomorrow for Jimmy Carter's funeral and our National Day of Mourning. It's our first National Day of Mourning since George H.W. Bush died in 2018. Here in Madison, we have the U.S. Courthouse off West Wash, but the big one for a lot of people is the post office. So if you have anything to do at the post office, either do it today or you'll have to wait until Friday. And of course, that also means letter carriers will not be coming to your home or your workplace. And Madison skating rinks are now open. Over the last few years, we're seeing the trend of them opening later and later because we've had more mild winters. You can now skate at Elver Park on the west side, Tenney Park on the northeast side of the Isthmus, and Vilas Lagoon in the Monroe neighborhood. You can play hockey at Elver and Tenney. Just know that Elver is the only one that has boards. If you don't have your own, you can rent skates. That has to be during staff hours, which are Fridays from 4 to 8, Saturdays from noon to 8, and Sundays from noon to 6. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive backs Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense, we get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and crisp today. High temperatures only climb to the low 20s and plummet to near 10 tonight. Waking up tomorrow morning, we could see some sunshine with clouds increasing and temperatures rising to the upper 20s. All ahead of some light snow moving in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wiser.
It is remarkable, somebody who is 2 weeks from resuming the presidency of the United States, who, whether you voted for him or not, whether you like him or not, just engineered a remarkable historical political comeback, is so whiny and so full of grievances. Now, that is Donald Trump's trademark. That has been his trademark since he came down that escalator. He uses grievance to keep his people together, to keep his base together, and to keep his team loyal.
Yeah, remains a whiny diaper baby. That's going to be the hardest thing to get through the 4 years, is just the whining, constant whining. Let's see. Chris, who said, for instance, Scott Jack Smith, they brought him this moron out of The Hague. He's a mean guy. He's a mean, nasty guy. His picture was perfect because you look at his picture, you say, that's a bad guy with his robe, his purple robe, and he executes people. He shouldn't be allowed to execute people because he will execute everybody. He's a nut job.
Rocco Wallaby.
No, that was Trump about... Who's Jack Smith?
Nobody.
All right. We are waiting to see what the Supreme Court has directed Alvin Bragg to reply to Trump's motion by 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning. I have no idea, Jody, like you said, how they have any jurisdiction over New York hush money.
They shouldn't.
Okay, and we're waiting to see. And Judge Cannon has no jurisdiction over stopping the release of the January 6th Jack Smith report. I don't. It's crime after crime. It's, you know what I'm saying? I can't. Who's that? Get out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and watch the news. Caught up in lies again. Collusion is nothing new. Capitol storm that night, almost lost our rights. Suitcase of evidence. Crime after some crimes you can't ignore. I'm wanting to move ahead. Investigating, I have heard. I can't wait for some arrests. He says, go slow. I think he's behind. We're running out of time. If you've got what you need, then you will indict. Crime after crime.
Oh, playing the hits. Aww. Playing the hits. Okay. Let's get our guy. Get our guy.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos. A good smoky morning to you.
The sky is on fire.
Yeah.
Trump is crazy. We have absolutely the worst administration to be heading the country into where it's heading. Flooding and snowing and disaster. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
My children get to stay home from school.
Yeah. Wait, I just walked outside for the first time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
you talk the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Can I just say, so what sun, the sun came up like less than an hour ago here in L.A., so I just went outside for the first time. And it looks as weird as that press conference yesterday. This is exactly, you're right, the kind of...
It's just as orange.
It's orange. It's crazy. It's slightly smoky.
I just found out one of my cousins had to evacuate last night.
Yeah,
and all I can hear is Trump's voice when he was in Pleasant, California. You should have been raking the forests.
Yes.
I told you to rake. Even though you had record rains last year, you forgot to rake.
Oh, we need to play Forest Trump Gold. Remember that one? Yeah. Oh, my God. All the hits are relevant. Has Marjorie Taylor Greene talked about Jewish space lasers again yet or no?
Yeah, they misfired and set up all the fires out in Palisades.
So, and here we are, as I was just mentioning, Carlos, I in some extra-legal area, ABC's analyst said, Trump's lawyers have asked the country's highest court for an unprecedented intervention in the ongoing criminal case of a former president whose appointment of three justices cemented the court's conservative majority that would effectively toss his criminal conviction less than 2 weeks ahead of his inauguration. In a state case where he was convicted by a jury... That they should have no jurisdiction over. And it was before he was president, so presidential immunity doesn't apply.
This guy is Castro, Maduro, all these dictators combined. He's a sociopath nut job. And I really do. I really tweeted it this morning. I feel like I'm in the second game of Squid Games, and I've seen people die before under the wrong type of leadership. And I'm begging, we were begging people, just vote us off the island. Do not let this guy let us play these games again. And no, we want it. We want cheaper eggs. Okay, we're all going to die again. Thanks a lot. We could have gone home. Could have returned to normalcy and some sense of democracy.
Why didn't you always say, sit down in the lifeboat? You're going to kill us all. Sit down. Invading Greenland, Panama Canal, Canada, we're back to this, Chris. Mm-hmm. Someone has to do like a breakdown of, here are the five craziest moments from Trump.
Right, right.
This is going to be every day.
That was the first five.
Just the five, dear.
Well, that's all they can do. I mean, it's impossible to cover those 70 minutes. I can't even look at his face. I'm like, I can't. Oh, we have to look at his face.
I can look at it getting withering away and getting grosser and that little man vagina.
He has a neck gyna. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to just watch him fail in health daily. It'll just delight me.
Carlos,
I am so proud that I despise Trump. It is the proper feeling to have.
Yes. Thank you.
I know that I'm right. It just feels good to hate Trump. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was saying, it's not politics anymore. I'm sorry. You are morally disgusting if you voted for him. I just can't. Asked by a reporter if he could assure world leaders that his rhetoric about the Panama Canal and Greenland would not amount to military or economic coercion, he said, I'm not going to commit to that. No, it might be that you'll have to do something. Then changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, I don't.
Whatever.
Can he do it? No, he can't legally. No!
And Mr. No Wars President, all hell is going to break loose. No wars, but all hell is going to break loose.
Right. Right. And what did that mean? If Hamas doesn't give the hostages back before he's inaugurated, all hell will break loose here? In America? What, is he going to bomb
war?
Universities?
I think that means war. For people who said he was a non-war president, I think that means war. I feel like Larry David. I think that means war. I think it means war. He's talking about war.
And this whole... Joe Biden wants all gas heaters out of your homes.
That's not true.
It's gas. It's much better heat. It's, as the expression goes, you don't itch. Okay, of all, there's no expression.
What?
There is no expression.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
As the expression goes, she's 13, she's hot, and I want her. What? Nobody says that.
Oh, that's just my expression.
That's my expression.
What is this water thing he's talking about?
I have no idea.
No water comes out of the shower. It goes drip, drip, drip. So what happens? You're in the shower 10 times as long. You know, no water comes out of the faucet. I don't understand what he's talking about.
Prostate.
Okay.
I get up in the night to go pee. It goes drip, drip, drip. No water's coming out.
And like I said earlier, Carl, it's itchiness. You have untreated syphilis. That's what the itch is.
Bring Mama her medicine.
So this, asked if he was going to pardon those who were charged with violent offenses on January 6th, he said, well, we have to find out about Hezbollah.
Well, first it was Antifa, now it's Hezbollah, then it was the FBI.
But that's new. We have to find out who exactly was in that whole thing, because people did some bad things, were not prosecuted.
You know who it was? It was the Saudi hijackers. They made it off the planes. Instead of going to flight school, they went to fight school, and they came to the Capitol.
Who's this? Let me give you some other crazy, just for a minute. This is some Fox crazy talking about Truman something.
Oh, yeah. Wrong century.
Here we go.
14.
Yeah, sorry.
They're calling the president-elect bananas and crazy for coming up with this idea.
Yeah.
But by the way, this is not the first time that America's tried to buy Greenland. Back in 1867, Democratic President Harry Truman tried to buy Greenland for $100 million, which would be about $1 billion. Didn't happen, obviously. Still very important. And as you mentioned, Jesse, has a lot of minerals. Very important for our country. I think the president may be onto something.
1867.
Yes.
Harry Truman was very old, apparently.
Yeah. QVC knockoff host that just lost her job. These diamonds are worth $400 an ounce, and they were found in upstate New York by Brigham Young, and they're terrific. They were found in 1400 by Brigham Young. She's making up crap. What is
this
happening?
This started with drunken Larry Kudlow and his valuable minerals.
Judge couldn't think of that character dialogue.
Up there, they got a lot of valuable minerals.
What? I'm sorry.
Mike Judge could not think of a character that stupid for Idiocracy.
I know.
He's like, no, man, I couldn't think of that, man.
Bob Seska just said that. I'm telling you, if anyone shows him that movie, he's going to say, we need to put sports drinks on the crops. Brondo is what's going to help.
Yeah.
Don't show him anything.
It's what
plants crave.
It is what plants crave.
I'm so embarrassed if we have to travel internationally, or just embarrassed to be, quote unquote, an American. We should have shoots like, I'm the smart American who didn't vote for Trump, so I can wear it when I travel.
Oh, I was going to wear my "We're sorry about our president in every language" T-shirt. Except that I don't want to wear it now because then I don't mean Biden. I'm like,
he's
Biden.
All under the guise of cheaper eggs, right?
Yes. By the way, you have to be completely insane to be in the Republican Party, apparently, now, and back up every crazy thing that Trump says. So Jeff Duncan, who was the lieutenant governor of Georgia, has formally been expelled from the Georgia Republican Party. He is not allowed.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
He didn't win Georgia last time. He didn't win Georgia just for saying the truth. Right?
Yep.
He has been expelled formally.
Yeah, and then the so-called anti-woke comedians will not talk about that type of censorship.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get into what Bill Maher said in a second. Okay. That's going to be the most irritating thing after what Trump said is. Okay. All right. More Coffee with Carlos, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FFRF. Yep. Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's New Year's, time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Is the leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. That's what Carlos Alzraqui is. Whether you're protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science.
Science! Good heavens, Miss Yakamoto, you're beautiful.
And reason in government when you become a member. You're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. That's Miller to 511-511. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me, I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. One, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, helps control appetite and cravings. Three, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The 2024 election was certified January 6th by Congress with no objections, accusations of fraud, or violent mobs. Why was it, well, blissfully boring? Vice President Kamala Harris handed each state's Electoral College letters of certification to tellers, who then read them out loud. When complete, the total was announced and Trump was declared the winner. The whole process took less than 30 minutes. What changed? The Electoral Count Reform Act was implemented, making it harder for Congress to derail certification. Election rules were tightened in many states, but in battleground Michigan, where voter access was dramatically expanded, Trump won. After losing in 2020, he claimed widespread voter fraud in Detroit. Hand-counting activists have also been curiously silent. Were the voting machines different this time? Electronic ballot tabulators, the target of conspiracy theories and multi-million dollar lawsuits, are still on the job and recognized as far more accurate and less costly than hand-counting. What about the legions of undocumented immigrants Trump claimed last October would vote illegally? There was no widespread evidence of non-citizen voting in this or any other U.S. election. Other than no criminal conspiracy to overthrow the results, not much did change. Our 2024 election was secured by many of the same heroic election officials doing the blissfully boring work of democracy. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's the Stephanie Miller Show, Coffee with Carlos Azoraki. Okay, so here's where we are in our history, Carlos. An anchor on CNN had to explain to the right-wing douchebag Scott Jennings why taking territory by force is bad. Okay, so... I just, as they write a book, I don't, okay. Scott Jennings defended Trump, because of course he did, because it's not only going to be the stream of idiocy, Carlos, it's going to be all these idiots having to defend everything Donald Trump says.
Yeah, they're all going to Zuckerberg.
Yeah, thank you. It's a verb now. After he talked about his outlandish ideas about taking territory from U.S. allies, Abby Phillip had, who's the other douche, Republican from Texas, Tony Gonzalez, said everything's on the table from a foreign policy standpoint. Yeah, you know who else said that, Chris?
Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler.
Correct. The answer to every question this morning is Hitler.
Or Putin.
Yeah, Putin also works. Yeah. Let's see. Josh Rogan said, but America is not an expansionist military power, not in the 21st century. Jennings said, why? Why not? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So Abby Phillip had to say, hold on, Scott. We created a world order in which we said you cannot just decide you want that country and then take your military and go into that country and take it, okay? So that's that is the era of not being an expansionist military era for the United States, and you're saying that's not true. Why is it not true? Jennings said, well, I mean, you can think small if you want to. I think Trump's thinking big. You know who else was a big thinker?
Hitler.
Yes, that's correct. You're better at this game.
What happened to these guys? They have to be threatened nightly by an intruder that comes into their house and says, say what we tell you to say or we will kill your family. I can think of no other reason why people are this wantingly stupid and or evil. I cannot, other than being threatened physically. We will push you out of second story window and blame it on the wind.
Yeah, yeah. That would work today in L.A., by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and so then, you know, you always think like, okay, so how does Fox News handle this particular insanity? Jesse Waters told Ontario Premier Doug Ford that Canadians should consider it a privilege to be taken over by the United States.
Doug Ford would probably say it is a privilege to be taken over because Ford is a right-wing douchebag.
He did.
Yeah, but right-wing in Canada is still, you know.
No, the Ford family are really right-wing.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Again, where are all these far lefty that Trump is a Mr. No War guy, he wants world peace? We told you that he didn't.
Right.
To your faces.
But actually, Doug Ford, though, said, how about if we buy Alaska and we'll throw in Minnesota and Minneapolis at the same time? So, I think whatever's considered the right wing in Canada is like WTF. What's this about? What's this about?
What's this about?
Right.
We'll see your right wingedness and we'll raise your right wingedness. Hockey fight. It's all right hands. I'll grab your jersey, you grab my jersey, and we'll throw rights.
That's a very Newfoundland accent you're doing.
I'll tell you what this is about. I'll tell you what. Have you ever seen pictures of Barron Trump and Justin Trudeau side by side?
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
No, he looks like his dad. He looks a lot like his dad when his dad was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does.
I like him. Does he have money?
The Trudeaus have money, yes.
Yes, they do.
Oh, good. Prime Minister
McDreamy, he can come here.
Oh, and didn't First Lady sign like a $40 million
deal? Yes, Amazon gave her a $40 million documentary. How about that? We will watch it if they call it either The Christmas or if they will call it, you know, Jody, if they call it.
Oh, Individual Liberty.
Yeah, if they call it that, I'll watch it.
Listen, Melanie, whatever your name is, we're going to need those old photos where you were nudie. It's for the documentary. We want to make sure we show that part where you were nudie.
But you're right, Carlos. This is This is more part of the bending the knee. Are you kidding me? Like any documentary about Melania Trump is worth $40 million, right? They've agreed to, it's directed by Brett Ratner. That's perfect.
Of course.
Who's been accused of sexual misconduct by multiple women. Revelation of the massive payday comes as multiple tech firms, including Amazon and Meta, have forked over big donations to Trump's inauguration. Trump has reportedly been keeping track of which corporate titans have been donating and which ones haven't. Earlier this month, when he was asked about one big-name corporation who hasn't donated, Trump said, well, they better do it soon, then. This is the oligarchy we're going to be living in.
The Trump family is, if Hitler had a royal family, it would be the Trumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but this is it. And one company after another, just bending the knee, giving money, you know.
When we told you it was
going
to be the end of democracy, we told you it's going to be the end of democracy. Oh, you're overreacting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, we do the backstroke through Coffee with Carlos.
Yes.
On the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Good news for the nation's top producer. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. The FDA had proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. That way, something like a raisin, which has a bunch of natural sugar, doesn't get preferential treatment over the cranberry with its added sugar. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state. We're responsible for 62% of the nation's supply. And what began as a beauty pageant after World War II has turned into a position as the voice of agriculture for Wisconsin. And now it's time for our next Alice in Dairyland. Here's Melissa Kay.
The next Alice in Dairyland will begin in July, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is already looking for the next candidate. The 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, said she's excited to work with the top candidates applying for the position.
We are opening applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland. Those will be opening on January 2nd, and so I'm really excited to be seeing who is interested in becoming Alice in Dairyland next year.
The position requires extensive travel throughout the state while promoting Wisconsin's agriculture industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland is not only about sharing the stories of agriculturists, but also inspiring the next generation to continue the legacy. Applications are now being accepted for the position of the 78th Alice in Dairyland and must be received by 4:30 p.m. on January 31st. You can find out more at aliceindairyland.com.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Thanks for listening. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and crisp today. High temperatures only climb to the low 20s and plummet to near 10 tonight. Waking up tomorrow morning, we could see some sunshine with clouds increasing and temperatures rising to the upper 20s. All ahead of some light snow moving in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Nick Ramos from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign about proposals for the state voter ID.
And our special guest, Busted Pencils.
Tim Slecker.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I'm not the only one that showed concern. I'm going back, some of the influential people in the Republican Party, namely Marco Rubio, questioned this linkage between Mr. Musk and the Chinese, as well as Vivek Ramaswamy also questioned this connection. I mean, all that's quotable stuff is documented. You can Google it if you want to see those. They're concerned.
General Honoré went on to say.
And most recently, I guess this might be the only time I agree with Steve Bannon. He is questioned Musk's influence and his capability and his connection with the foreign leaders. Musk has conversations with Chinese president, with the Russian president. He's got an enormous amount of influence. I guess that's what comes with being the richest man in the world.
He's meddling in elections all over the world, yes, Elon Musk. I mean, it is such an extraordinary place we find ourselves in, right? You know, when we were a Newsweek opinion editor said Trump surrogate Musk is now wading into British politics in an attempt to distract from the fact that he sided with foreign workers over American workers. And he said the same thing Honoré was just saying. He said Elon is not even in it for himself. He is a shill of the Chinese Communist Party. He's constantly saying embarrassing, humiliating, bending the knee things about how great the Chinese Communist Party is because, of course, his entire supply chain for Tesla is in China. I mean, this is all about like the richest man in the world's financial interests who is not even, you know, from America, right?
No, South African, here illegally at first, right? Mm-hmm. He was on a visa. I think he worked past the visa. But, yeah, we fell in love with sociopathic billionaires and thought that they would run the world. And you combine that with talking, if you want to be a Republican, talk about Jesus in public and then be a greedy bastard in private.
Yeah. But, I mean, how fantastic was the first Big Bag of Rats fight, right? You know, Trump has been running on anti-immigration for years, right? And the border. And then, you know, Musk and Ramaswamy come out and go, oh, you can't hire Americans. They're too dumb. You gotta bring foreign workers in for those jobs, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it all kind of bespeaks of what's kind of going to come to. I kind of see, part of me kind of sees that everything on Trump is going to fall in backwards and he's going to end up hiding in a hole like Hussein did. When people just find out, oh, my God, we were duped. You lied. And the next mob that comes to the Capitol is coming for Trump. And it's going to be his own people that he fooled. It's just eventually
he
can only play the game so long.
You've already seen
goes,
that online.
Hey, man, we were playing the shell game and you were throwing the ball off the table. Yep. You cheated us.
Oh, my God. And one of them even said, we got used to keep him out of prison. I'm like, yes. Aw. Sweet summer child. Yes, you did.
They're going to find out. It's only going to last so long. It's going to be his own people that he fooled. I really believe that.
Yeah. So speaking of bending the knee, the media founding editors called Mark Zuckerberg ending Facebook's current fact-checking methods and his embrace of Trump a stunning pivot, but one with clear, obvious motives. And he also said Zuckerberg's going to need to account for foreign organizations purposely posting disinformation. We were saying this is going to open up the fire hose of, you know, Russian disinformation. We're just taking all the guardrails away.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see that happening, all the apps and how they swayed to the right and how they swayed to all this anti-vax kind of stuff. And I can't imagine there'll be any real journalists at a Trump press conference within a year from now. It'll just be, I work for Facebook.
He said Zuckerberg's stunning pivot toward Trump's could be motivated by other tech bros like Musk doing the same, but also an upcoming antitrust suit that Zuckerberg's company Meta is facing in April. Trump once said he was going to put Mark Zuckerberg in prison for life. Cut to late November, Zuckerberg's dining with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, history is not going to be kind to these people that bent the knee to Orange Hitler, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's what I love about Adam Kinzinger. He's like, I don't care. No, I'm not going to ask for a pardon right now because I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
That is the George Bailey. And again, I stress, Trump is the person who, when you were watching It's a Wonderful Life and saw Mr. Potter go, hey, man, I like that guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Cool.
He's the hero.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's why we're going to be living in Potterville, right? Because the MAGA voters were like, oh, George Bailey, what a loser.
Mr. Gower, you got to get him to see. Martini, what's going on?
All right, so this is Joel Kaplan, whoever from Meta, Facebook's parent company, on quote-unquote free expression. Free expression meaning no facts.
Yes.
We're also going to change how we enforce the rules, and we're going to make it so that there's way less over-enforcement and way fewer mistakes that actually make up the vast majority of censorship that people experience on our platforms. So big changes, all in service of getting us back to our values of free expression.
So, Joe, I guess the big question is, where are the changes coming from?
obviously Mark Zuckerberg, you know, I mean, as we always say, facts have a well-known liberal bias. And to your point, just as we head into bird flu or whatever, it's they can put out all this anti-scientific, anti-vax nonsense.
What's the corporate word he used? Like over-censorship? Is that what he word? He made a nice word that you could label facts as something derisive or something wrong. What you're saying is that you're going to just like, and his name is Buddy Cronkite, says he's related to Walter, so he's just going to publish a bunch of articles on there. He's got the Cronkite last name, so it must be fact.
Right.
What you're doing is taking away all the vetting process of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And letting anybody say anything. And again, these are people that will self-censor themselves. Mm-hmm. And I put this on comedians who say, I don't want censorship. Well, why don't you say Trump is a POS, scumbag, disgusting human being? Why don't you say the N-word in your act? Because you don't really believe in freedom of speech. You don't really believe it. You just want misinformation to take over.
Yeah. I guess since you brought it up, am I going to have to start any sentences with Bill Maher says?
Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, he was arguing with John Cryer, and John Cryer is always right, and he is just ducky. Can I just
He's
say?
He's wonderful.
Ducky!
He is wonderful. He turned his ire towards Democrats, because of course he did, during an argument with John Cryer. Maher said, I warned everybody about Trump, and then I warned them, and then I warned them about what would get him reelected, which was stupid wokeness, which is what got him reelected. Cryer responded by saying there were many factors in the election, including inflation. Cryer said they hate inflation, they hate riots, they hate black women, and they hate trans people. Maher didn't seem to like where the conversation had gone. Said, God, John, we're not going to, before Cryer cut him off to add that Republicans had put hundreds of millions of dollars into demonizing trans people, and that's disgusting. He's exactly right.
He's exactly right. All the Super Bowl ads were that.
So then they agreed to stop talking about politics. So that's what Bill Maher always does when he loses an argument.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Maher called himself an old school liberal. No. I don't know.
No.
Who has pivoted from attacking the right to attacking the left's woke nonsense because that's a gold mine for comedy. No, it isn't. I'm sorry.
He's not anything. He's just a contrarian. Yes. That's what he is. Yeah. He always has been.
Yeah. I mean, but anyway, I think John Cryer, and just to your point, Carlos, I think was absolutely right. It's not that they put so much money into demonizing trans people. And, like you said, Trump's starting World War III, but, at least that one girl in your state can't play badminton now.
Yeah.
Right?
It's Lee Atwater exponentially squared, It's that program. Just pump fear into people. You can't buy eggs. The queers are taking over. The foreigners are coming over the border.
Right.
It's fear.
They're doing surgery on your kids.
Again, even in the debate, there was no policy. He literally said, in terms of health care, I have a concept of a plan, which didn't happen in 4 years. So it had nothing to do with trans people, and it has nothing to do with the price of eggs.
How about
it's
him
all
saying,
fear-based.
What are you going to do about price? He's like, you can't really do anything about that. Once they're up, you can't really.
You're going to take away your gas. The trans people are going to come to your schools, change boys into girls, and take away your gas. That's what they're going to do.
So let's just finish. This is the same guy from Facebook, Meta, whatever.
There's no question that the things that happen at Meta are coming from Mark. But there's also no question that there has been a change over the last 4 years. We saw a lot of societal and political pressure all in the direction of more content moderation, more censorship. And we've got a real opportunity now. We've got a new administration and a new president coming in who are big defenders of free expression.
Uh-huh.
And that makes a difference. One of the things we've experienced
is that
when you have a U.S. president administration that's pushing for censorship, it just makes it open season for other governments around the world that don't even have the protections of the First Amendment to really put pressure on U.S. companies.
You can freely express how much you love Donald Trump and everything he says is true. That's what they mean.
Rich white boy guy created out of a guy, Zuckerberg, who stole the idea from two other people.
Yeah.
If you watch the
And
movie,
Elon Musk
media.
Has never invented anything.
Nope. It's not censorship. It's called vetting to make sure the proper information is put out in the public. It's called vetting. It's not censorship. If I could say Mark Zuckerberg has three legs, he's going to eat your children, that's not fact. Yeah. You want to censor that speech? Again, if you want no censorship, then you could literally dox people and say, I know where Mark Zuckerberg lives. If you don't like him, you can do something about it. And that would be shot down because that to them, they can control that level of non-censorship.
Well, now that you brought it up, I heard Mark Zuckerberg, who is stuffed full of people's pets, who has eaten both dogs and cats, has just done trans surgery on your child in school without your permission.
And that's all true. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Okay, one last one. Brian Kilmeade. Oh, God.
I know.
Just didn't buy X and expose who he exposed and put community notes like this. Do you think we'd be in the... What did he, in buying this and doing what he did, do for the introspection that Facebook is showing right now?
I think Elon's played an incredibly important role in moving the debate and getting people refocused on free expression. And that's been really constructive and
oh
productive.
Okay, I can't with this guy anymore. He is like the biggest single source of disinformation, just about, Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And he has the money to bullhorn it.
You can feel the entitlement in their voice.
Yeah.
You people are too stupid to know what's true, so we're going to have to show you what's true by deleting facts and deleting the vetting process.
Yeah.
And
did you say the F word?
No, I said Orlok.
No, you said the effing Orlok.
Oh, well.
Speaking of censorship, we have to censor that part.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's just that we're in a disturbing new world, especially for us olds. An online news personality was shocked to hear her own words being copied by artificial intelligence and used to push far-right hate.
Yep.
This is one of the reasons, like Malcolm was saying, like, even if I stop posting on Twitter X, I can't give up my account because someone else will, if you have a well-known name, someone can take it over and start, and this AI stuff in that way is terrifying too, isn't it?
They could pose as you and make believe that they said something as you, but yeah, it's really dangerous, really Westworld, Philip K. Dick sci-fi dystopia happening right now with rich, entitled white people that were so scared that minorities might have a say in the world. And they said, nope, we're going to shut it all down. We're going to spit out lies and build walls.
But this is, and here's another one. A gang of college students at a Massachusetts Catholic university have been charged with chasing and beating a 22-year-old active duty serviceman they falsely accused in a TikTok-inspired To Catch a Predator scheme gone wrong.
Yep.
So this is like more of the waves of like disinformation and consequences of disinformation can be.
There are consequences. The consequence of disinformation is that you elected a sociopathic criminal twice after they attacked the Capitol because you tried to spin that it was some tourist day at the White House, and they successfully did it.
Yeah. So one last one on the same subject. John Berman on CNN talking to Governor Sununu, that guy, on fact-checking. Here we go. This would be 6. Yes.
Ask you a meta question, no pun intended here. Maybe pun intended. How do you feel about facts?
How do I'm pro facts. I mean,
right.
Yeah, look, I'm an engineer. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a spreadsheet guy. I'm a firm believer that you look at the data, you make decisions, you be super transparent, especially for those who hold public office. Explain to folks why you're making the decisions you are based on data, and you move forward.
So some things are objectively true, other things are objectively not true.
Last time I checked, yes.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking is because Meta, the parent company to Facebook, announced this morning that it's getting rid of its fact checkers.
Great. Good. Nobody believes them. No, in their own words, there was severe political bias there.
But you can't factually prove that.
Did I hear that? What is Zuckerberg's moving his, whatever team from California to Texas? Because people think there's political bias from anybody in California. I'm like, oh yes, Texas, so politically neutral. I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, one more. This douche.
If there was a conservative group that had fact checkers, I'd say there's political bias. If there's a liberal group, if there's social media groups, if there's always going to be a bias in what you do. I think in the social media world, the political bias got very, very heavy. They acknowledge it. They're going to make a change.
Do you get better fact checkers then, rather than getting rid of them altogether?
How about not worry about fact checking?
You just told me that there are things that are objectively true and objectively not true.
They are, but is that the role? Is social media's role to prove to you what is true and what is not, or is its role to be an open platform for discussion, debate, opinion?
Here's the problem: both sides don't do it. One side lies, led by a complete liar, and then they echo those lies, and then they say it's political bias when you say that's a lie.
That's the same exact dialogue that they have about universities. Universities are these bastions of liberal misinformation. No, they're facts. We're teaching facts that you don't like because it doesn't align with your narrative that allows you to pilfer and be greedy and exploit other people.
Yeah. Okay.
Man,
one last
you can smell the entitlement in their voices.
Yes.
It's not the government's. There's a freedom of speech aspect to this, of course, but it's not the government's role to necessarily tell you absolutely what is true and what is not true, what you should believe, judge you on what you believe and how you're voting.
Yeah. We're not talking about the government. We're talking about Facebook.
Thank you.
Is it a private business? So is it in their business model that we are going to be the police of truth in America, and when people say something that isn't true, we're going to immediately correct it or ban them? No, of course not. I'm going to guess. I haven't seen the business plan for Facebook, but I'm guessing that Meta doesn't have it in
there. How do you know when you go on Facebook whether what you're reading is true?
You don't. You don't. And that's why you shouldn't use Facebook or just Truth or just social media or just CNN or just ABC.
This is the brave new world we're heading into. There are no objective facts anymore.
You just shouldn't be allowed to do whatever you want to do, regardless of the consequences. I just saw this special last night. It's on Netflix, on Ashley Madison. It's like the leader of Ashley Madison saying, "We're not promoting affairs," and this is like, "You're already going to cheat." It's like a bartender.
We're just helping.
I'm not selling alcohol. They're already going to drink. It is wash your hands free. It's Pontius Pilate to those people who believe in the whole Jesus Bible thing. You're the bad guy.
Yeah. All right. 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of Coffee with Carlos brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Hello.
Oh, the state of the world. Just that segment, man. I yucked my own yum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did.
Here's how your own bird.
Here's how you make a difference. Here's how you don't bend the knee. You join. You help companies that are sharing your values.
That's right.
Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. Every month, and you get to vote on which nonprofits get your dollars. They've donated over $95 million over the years to Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, on and on. They're going to need our help more than ever. When you join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so easy, so smart, and you make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, get 25% off your service when you type in the code STEF25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this.
Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Get them tickets, sexyliberal.com. The big finale, January 18th at the Warner Theater in D.C., right after the People's March, with, oh my God, JoJo from Jurors, Officer Harry Dunn, George Conway, yes. Olivia Troy, yes. And who knows what else.
All of it.
My big sister, Mary, she actually called me and said, are all those people really doing it? I'm like, yes. I would not put them on the website if they're not going to be on the panel. She fact-checks me. And I'm like, okay, fine. Meanwhile, she's one of the people I'd mentioned, Carlos, my sister, who's voted and been an election judge, all this stuff. She's one of the people they tried to throw off the rolls in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50,000, so was it? At the request of a Republican judge, here's where we live now. Republicans on the state Supreme Court in North Carolina have prohibited the State Board of Elections from certifying Democratic Justice Allison Riggs' election. So she won by a very small margin.
734.
Right. And he's trying to discount more than 60,000 votes. My sister is one of them.
Yeah.
After the State Board of Elections dismissed the election protest last month, Griffin asked the Supreme Court where Republicans hold a majority. I mean, this is where we're at now, Carlos. Let's find a Republican judge that will just do what we want, even if we don't care who wins the actual election.
Yeah, with Cannon, with all those people, because they don't want to be hung by like Mike Pence was going to be hanged. And that's what we told you. Again, another specific example of the end of democracy that we told you was coming, and you said you're overreacting. We're not overreacting. There's the story, the facts that wouldn't be printed on Meta, by the way.
Yeah,
you spit out the facts of what is happening. That is literally anti-democracy.
The only place you can get the facts now?
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you. And follow Carlos Alzraki everywhere.
I'll be in Miami February 13 through 16 at the Miami Anime Con.
Sweet. There you go. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, still concerned about the high price of groceries. We'll talk about Trump tariffs with Darren Von Ruden with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. That's all on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Sherry Preston. We have just learned that the wildfires burning throughout Los Angeles have claimed at least two lives. Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger minutes ago.
This is a dynamic situation. We've got fires throughout the entire county, which are spreading our resources very short. One of the things that people ask me is, what do you want to convey to the public? And that is, heed the advice of first responders. When they ask you to evacuate, evacuate.
Fire Chief Anthony Baroni says 1,000 structures have burned so far, and they don't know how it started.
The cause of the fire is unknown. However, it is under investigation.
ABC's Leanne Suter is on the scene of the Altadena fire north of Los Angeles.
It sounds like a freight train is coming through the trees here. Like, here comes another one. You can hear it kind of building as it starts. And then these winds really hit hard, these gusts, and that is the problem for all of these firefighters.
This is ABC News.
Local radio.